This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A 10-unit apartment building in Liverpool geared toward healthcare workers will go ahead after regional councillors turned down an appeal by local residents on Tuesday. Thomas Bjerke and his wife live next to the undeveloped land on Waterloo Street. Bjerke told councillors he was worried about how the development would affect his and his neighbours' quality of life.
We are opposed to this project from the get-go. You are taking the essence out of the neighbourhood by plopping a big building into essential that was a house lot.
Bjerke said he and his neighbours are worried about increased traffic, noise and light pollution from the two-story complex once it's built. He said that an enclosed garbage area planned for the property would be less than 6 meters from his bedroom window and about 2 meters from his backyard fence. He said the area already has a problem with raccoons and rodents.
But rats are the biggest issue in that area. And we fear that by putting a garbage area that close to us and any of our neighbors is a deterrent to any healthy living, because we have a backyard that will be right behind this, and this is where we do most of our recreation during the summer months.
The Housing Trust of Nova Scotia has been working on plans for the building for the past year. They have a contract with the Nova Scotia government to build 116 modular units for healthcare workers around the province. Jordan Rogers is a project manager with the Housing Trust. He told councillors that the plan is to build 6 two-bedroom units and 4 one-bedroom units on Waterloo Street. He said they worked closely with municipal officials to ensure they complied with all bylaws. He also said they could look at relocating the garbage enclosure to another part of the property. Mike McLeod, the region's director of land use, told councillors that the Housing Trust's proposal meets all requirements of the municipality. Councillors voted unanimously to deny the appeal. After the meeting, Bjerke and other residents said the municipality's appeal process was rushed and excluded some adjacent property owners.
The engineer himself said they worked for this for over a year now, and we got 2 weeks to appeal something that affects our lives and everybody in the neighborhood. I find that unacceptable.
Dina Dexter of Liverpool was at the meeting to speak on behalf of her father and brother who live next door to Bjerke. Their backyard also borders the lot where the new building will be. She said her family didn't receive a notice that they could appeal, and when she asked municipal officials about it, she was told the appeal period was over. Then she was given the wrong date for the hearing. On Tuesday, she wasn't given a chance to speak.
And if it wasn't for my neighbors telling me about this, we would not have even known. There's no posting of a sign. There's nothing. We desperately, desperately want more housing. But in a space like Liverpool, Nova Scotia, when there is so much space, there's been a derelict, abandoned piece of land since the Canadian Tire burnt down in the 90s on Main Street. Why is it that it is being placed in such a bizarre manner in essentially a backyard lot?
Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton told QCCR that she understands the residents' frustration, but that the region did what it was supposed to as outlined in the Municipal Government Act.
So that's legislated. So our staff follow that process as legislated.
She said if residents encounter any problems with the development, they can report those to the region's bylaw enforcement officer. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.